Sparkle Stories and Sparkle Sleepy Time. Pomichnik the Step Lemming. Pomichnik was a tiny step lemming who lived with hundreds of other step lemmings in the dry mountains along the Dnieper River of Ukraine. Pomichnik helped the other step lemmings dig networks of burrow tunnels as well as other tunnels that led to the wormwood grove nearby. Pomichnik knew that step lemmings often had to change and redig the tunnels that led to the wormwood grove because hawks and foxes would learn where the tunnels were, so it was safest to change them. Pomichnik also knew that step lemmings also came out of their tunnels to eat wormwood shoots and leaves because it was safest to stay underground where they could not be seen. Pomichnik understood this, and it did not worry him, because this was what life was for step lemmings. They knew what to do to be safe, and they knew what to do to be happy. They loved to be together, eat together, sing together, and tell each other stories. Pomichnik loved his life with the other step lemmings and listened to the older ones whenever something unexpected happened or might happen. The older step lemmings had the most stories and had experienced the most unexpected things. So even when many of the other lemmings were surprised by something, the older step lemmings always had a story about a similar time. This was the case when Pomichnik experienced something that he had never heard and never seen before. It was an event that not only surprised him, it scared him. And he could see that it also scared many of the other step lemmings, even some much older than he was. Pomichnik first noticed this new something when he was eating a wormwood shoot, and he smelled a new smell.
"What is that?" he asked with his nose in the air. "It's a dark, hot smell, a smell like the wormwood stalks, but much hotter, like the sun in the summertime."
Several other step lemmings shrugged their shoulders. They hadn't encountered that smell before. But some lemmings the age of Pomichnik's parents said that it was the smell of fire.
"Fire?"
asked Pomichnik, who had never heard that word before.
"Yes,"
said one of his uncles, a talkative uncle named Zhadtibnik, who often had a lot to say to the youngest step lemmings.
"Let me show you."
Then the uncle led Pomichnik and a few other young step lemmings over to the edge of a rock where they could look down at the Dnieper River. Pomichnik loved to look at the river and hear the stories about the step lemmings that lived along the river's edge, as well as the lemmings that lived on the other side of the river, who often visited the people's farmlands there. Pomichnik smiled as he looked down, but was immediately distracted by what looked like a black cloud in the distance.
"A storm?"
he asked, remembering when his mother showed him what a storm cloud looked like and what it meant.
"No, that is smoke," said the uncle. "Smoke from a fire. I think the crops on the other side of the river are on fire, which is what you call it when plants and trees are broken down from very hot flames. The flames eat what is in their path."
Pomichnik was immediately filled with fear and stepped back. So did the other younger lemmings, and the uncle immediately started saying,
"Oh, don't worry, it's far away. The flames will never cross the river."
But it was too late. The young lemmings were in a tizzy. Several of the parent lemmings could see that the young ones were frightened and immediately took them down below and brought them to their burrows where they could comfort them.
This was the case with Pomichnik as well. His mother led him back to the burrow, along with his brothers and sisters, and she told them that they were indeed safe, that the fires would not cross the river, and that there was nothing they could do about it anyway. This was a little bit helpful, but not very much. He still wanted to know more about the fire and how fire worked, and did it indeed eat everything in its path, and how did they know it couldn't cross the river? Had it never crossed the river before? And then his sister, Boitzia, said, "What about the steppe lemmings that lived near the crops? Are they okay?" Pomichnik looked up and could see that their mother didn't know how to answer this question. Either she didn't know or she didn't know what to say. "I'm sure they're fine," she said. This actually made Pomichnik even more nervous. He could tell that their mother wasn't telling them something, and this made him worry about everything else she was saying. They continued to ask questions, and their mother continued to answer as best she could, until it was time for the youngest steppe lemmings to visit Modri, the old wise lemming who knew so many stories. They visited her every few days to learn lemming history or just enjoy her stories. This time, however, all the youngest steppe lemmings were wondering the same thing. What about this fire? Were they safe? What should they do? When they arrived, they were immediately calmed simply by being in Modri's relaxed presence. She never seemed upset about anything, and always seemed at the center of herself, like she was a part of the earth around them. The young ones all gathered, they snuggled in, and looked up expectantly. Pomichnik wondered if he should ask a question, but before anyone said anything, Modri began her story. "I was about your age when I saw my first fire. I was so close I could actually feel it. And yes, it was hot." No one moved. Every single steppe lemming was wide-eyed and hanging on her every word. This was exactly the sort of thing they wanted to hear. "But I didn't understand, much like you don't understand now. So I trusted the older lemmings, and indeed, they led us all to safety. We all followed the steppe lemming in front of us, and this created a line. The line stretched in two directions and moved directly away from the flames. Behind us was danger, and ahead of us was safety. And that was all I knew. It was all I needed to know. The older lemmings had been through this before, and now it is I who can tell you what is happening and what you can do." Yes. This was what Pomichnik wanted to hear. He wanted to know what he could do, what they could all do, and what the fire meant. But then Modri said something surprising. "First of all, you do not need to know what fire is and how it works. That is the concern of the older lemmings. We know the world. We know how it works and how fire is a part of the world, and one day you will too, but not now. No, you have more important things with which to concern yourselves. You are learning how to be a steppe lemming. That is enough. So you must leave the fire to us." Modri was so confident and wise that none of the lemmings objected. They all nodded their heads and agreed they would leave the fire to the older lemmings. But what were they to do? To this, Modri said, "Part of being a steppe lemming is to take care of each other. We are very good at taking care of each other. It is our nature to do so. But we can do this in many ways, and what you all need to learn is which way to care. Which is the best way to care for each other in each situation? And I have something you can do That will help you know how.
Pomichnik nodded his head. He was very excited about learning whatever Moldry was going to teach them. He had been feeling so confused and worried, and now he could tell that he was going to learn something that he could do. And he was sure this would help him feel better.
The important thing is to know who needs help and then what kind of help you can give. For instance, if you have a friend who lives near your burrow who needs something to eat, well, then you can give him a few pieces of wormwood leaf. If you know someone who is feeling sad but lives on the other side of the tunnel, then you can ask another lemming to send them a loving message. But when the lemming that needs help lives far, far away, then you can help them in a very, very special way. You can send them the loving hum.
Several of the youngest lemmings couldn't help but ask, "The loving hum?" Pomichnik was also curious. He had never heard of this loving hum. Modri smiled and nodded, and then she put her head down to the ground so that her chin actually touched the earth, and then she began to hum. It was a deep, smooth, gentle hum, not at all loud, but the vibration of the hum moved through the space so that everyone there could actually feel it. They could feel it in their bodies, and it felt very calming and soothing.
The loving hum is something steppe lemmings and a few other animals use when they wish to help those who are far away. It can be used to send well wishes and calming love through miles and miles of tunnels so that those who need it can receive it. But it can also be used to guide lemmings to safety. It can guide them to you.
I learned much later that this was what happened for me when I was your age. Steppe lemmings from this side of the river used the loving hum to guide us. We followed the loving hum out of the plains, which were threatened by fire, and across the river, and then into the mountains here. This is how I got here. And the loving hum is what saved me. It was the perfect gift. Everyone was quiet. Pomichnik and the others imagined young Modri feeling the loving hum in her body and then following a long line of lemmings out of the plains and croplands, across the river and then up into the mountains where they were now safe. It made them smile, and it made Pomichnik feel better.
"Would you like to learn how to do the loving hum?"
Every young steppe lemming nodded their head and leaned slightly forward, eager to learn from the wise old one.
"First, get close to the ground," said Modri.
Everyone crouched down.
"Then think of someone you love and feel it in your heart."
Pomichnik thought of his mother and his brothers and sisters, and his heart filled with love.
"Now, hum from that place in your heart that is filled with love, and let that love fill the hum and spread around you."
Pomichnik did so, and suddenly the love that was in his heart grew and surrounded him, and it felt like every hair on his body was now vibrating with that love.
"Let the love spread," said Modri, "and spread wider and wider, and move in the direction of the river."
He could feel it. As he hummed, the love began to follow a route that Pomichnik knew very well, a burrow that went past the wormwood grove and around a big rock, and then down the side of the mountain all the way to the river. It was as if his imagination was actually taking his love on a tour.
"Then, under the river and up the other side, and then spread far and wide in all directions to steppe lemmings that could receive your love, receive your gift, and maybe, if they need to, follow it to safety.
Pomichnik did so. His love hummed under the river and even made the waters vibrate, and then up the other side it went, the hum buzzing through every rock and stone, up the stalks of plants and trees and even into people's homes. He imagined steppe lemmings feeling the hum and enjoying his love. And then some of them, a few of them, turned toward the hum and followed it. He saw them form a line, feeling the hum and smiling at how good it felt, and then following this line across the fields, across the river, up the mountain, and into their tunnels to safely join them. And then he opened his eyes and saw that the other young steppe lemmings had had the same experience. No one was frightened. No one was worried. They were all feeling calm and confident and filled with love. They were doing what they could for lemming friends far away, and it felt deeply good.
"You must all be tired," said Modri, again knowing exactly what they were feeling.
Pomichnik yawned, as did several other young lemmings.
"You may go with your parents," said Modri with a smile and a nod. "And perhaps tonight, as you all fall asleep, you can softly continue sending the loving hum to those who need it."
Pomichnik felt so much better. He felt so good. He only said a few words to the rest of his family before expressing that he was ready to go to bed. And along with all his friends and sisters, all snuggled up together in their cozy burrow, Pomichnik began to hum. He softly, deeply hummed through his own body and the bodies of his family, through their burrow and into the tunnels that led across the river. And what the lemmings far, far away did with his love, well, he couldn't know. But he could know that it would help. And it was something very important that he could do.
This has been an original story by Sparkle Stories of sparklestories.com. Copyright 2022. All rights reserved. We hope you enjoyed it.